Linda Stanley here, filling in today for Frank Fontana. I will be with you until 3 p.m., and then the gentlemen of the beat will join me in studio and take over until they turn you over to Brian Noonan, who is fantastic. I love Brian Noonan. He's outstanding. A couple of things, and I definitely enjoy having conversations about with you guys, the listeners, and this is one that I really would love some feedback from, either via text or call, 312-981-7200. I read a piece. This has been a hard couple of weeks for parents. One, there are fathers of 49 people who are having the worst Father's Day of their life, I am assuming. 50 if we count the gunman, because his father, I'm sure, is suffering as well. There was a family whose little boy got into a gorilla enclosure. He lived. The gorilla did not, but the little boy did. And man, did those parents get just dragged through the ringer on how they were or were not watching that child, and whether or not they were good parents. And that's tough. That's tough. There was a case this past weekend that was really, really challenging for me personally, of the parents down at the Disney Resort in Florida with a complete freak accident. And that's all it is, a freak accident. But what has been really, really challenging to see is, you know, it's one thing when we get online and you're, you know, ripping on a celebrity who's really put themselves out there. I don't agree with it in any manner. It is hard. But, you know, there's celebrities and they go, oh, man, she shouldn't be wearing that dress. She shouldn't, you know, she's put on a few pounds. I wonder if she's pregnant, or I wonder, you know, he doesn't look well. He's obviously doing drugs, things like that. That's not great. We should try to be more supportive of each other and you know, put an example out there for our children on how to treat other people and what is appropriate. I actually don't like the red carpet shows. I don't like it when they break down the red carpet. Let's talk about who is the best and worst dressed, because I feel that it sets an example for, you know, junior high girls and high school girls to, you know, do that sort of critique of each other. Not at all appropriate. The people that are being critiqued are, again, celebrities. They have stylists. They have professional hair people and trainers. And it's just, that's totally different than it's not real life. I read a piece on Facebook, a friend of mine shared, and I'm gonna read a part of it to you guys now, and then let's see if we can have a conversation about this. 35 years ago, a mom shopping in a Sears department store went to go look at lamps and left her six-year-old boy with another group of boys who were trying out the new Atari game at a kiosk. That boy's name was Adam Walsh. 30 years ago, an 18-month-old toddler playing in her aunt's backyard fell into a well. Rescuers worked nonstop for 58 hours, finally freeing baby Jessica from the well. In both cases, a tragedy happened. An unforeseen tragic accident took place, which left Adam dead and a toddler fighting for her life deep underground. But they also had something else in common. They had an entire country of moms and dads supporting the grieving parents. Let me repeat that. Everyone supported the rescue efforts without blame. No blame, none, zero. That's the beginning of this piece. And of course, they're talking about Adam Walsh, who was kidnapped and murdered. And then his father, John Walsh, took that grief and turned it into something good with America's Most Wanted and being an advocate for parents who've lost children and who are going through this. Baby Jessica, of course, survived and was met with tremendous celebration when she was pulled out of that well. I remember both of those cases incredibly well. The difference is that we didn't have social media. We didn't have the output, the way where everybody felt entitled to make their voice heard, have an opinion, and be validated by other people for having that opinion. And what I am really upset about, and so is this mom, is the fact that it was the first thing people did, especially with this Grand Floridian case and also with that gorilla case. Why weren't they watching that child? My child would never get away from me. I would never let a 4-year-old get that far away from me without being checked on. How would they have gotten into the gorilla enclosure? How would that child have been so close to that water that that an alligator could get? Well, here's the deal. My child has been that close to that water, that specific exact beach my daughter played on in February. And I was standing there close, probably as close as his parents were to him. My daughter was not in the water. It was during the day. So those are the only differences. But this could have been my child. And I can't begin to understand why we can say, well, why would that child have been? You weren't there. You don't know where exactly that child was. I mean, I do because there was a picture of it. But you don't know where the parent was in relation. I know that the parent was close enough that based on reports and eyewitness accounts, the father and mother both tried to save that child. The father had scratches from fighting with that alligator. But what I don't like is the fact that everybody gets really high and mighty, and that's what this piece says also, behind a keyboard, the freedom and the anonymity of a keyboard to say that the parent did something wrong. It was an accident. It was like a freak nature film thing. This is not something you think of. These parents are from Nebraska. They're probably not nearly savvy enough to think. Because you know what? When my daughter was playing in that sand on that beach, I didn't think about it. I didn't. It's something that could have happened to my daughter, and you guys would have been hearing about me, and parents would have been ripping on me for not being close enough to my daughter. But I was being as safe as I thought was possible while letting my child, my children, live their lives and do things that are fun by playing in the sand at a resort. So this is one of the things that I wanted to talk about. And again, 312-981-7200. This is a very long piece. I'm not going to read it all, but I want to read the end of it now. Talking about this family who's going to pack up their child's things and go home to Nebraska. It says, at the funeral for this 2-year-old boy who died in front of his parents, can you do me a favor? Can you walk up to the mother and say the words that you just typed out last week? Can you? Can you greet her, hug her, shake the father's hand and say, who was watching that little boy? You should have known better. I would never let that happen to my child. And if you can't do that, because she continues, can you do that for me? I mean, you felt those words so deeply in your heart and soul that you typed them for a million people to read. Can you say it straight to the faces of the people you meant it for? And if you can't, then you shouldn't be typing those words. And that's what this woman wrote. Her name is Melissa Fenton. She's a writer. And her page on Facebook is Four Boys Mother. They went on a walk, and the other family went to the zoo, and an accident occurred. And it sucks and it's horrible, but it's something that we need to be far more understanding of and less righteous. Because it really, man, talk about people who need support. That is where I feel, and this other woman feels, that we need to be. It's horrible. We are going to talk more about parenting next, but on a very different topic. The next topic we're going to talk about after the break is Hugh Haller, who is the CEO for the Camping and Education Foundation. He's going to join me on the phone to talk about really appreciating summer and being outdoors and having those kids not be so technologically addicted. That's going to be next. Hannah Stanley filling in for Frank Fontana on WGN. Hannah Stanley here filling in today for Frank Fontana. This is the Frank Fontana Show. The guys from the beat will be here in 22 minutes, maybe a few minutes early. And then Brian Noonan with one of my favorite shows on this radio dial. Brian Noonan starts at 6 p.m. He is a hoot and a holler.
He is. He's pretty funny.
I just think he's terrific. So Frank asked me to come in today and fill in so he's able to enjoy Father's Day. I hope everyone is enjoying their own if they are a father. They, of course, have a father. I know this can be a painful day for some. People were posting this morning tributes to their dad and saying how it is a challenge without their father. And, you know, I can imagine. I'm fortunate enough to have my father still with me, which is great. I'm going to be mowing his lawn on my way home today. That's my thing. I mow my parents' lawn every week. And so while I was out of town last week, it didn't get mowed. Not going to condemn my brother. Sure, he was very busy. Couldn't do it. It's also my brother's first Father's Day, which is exciting. And he's working, I think, now. So he's probably not listening, but happy first Father's Day to him and my husband, who is today taking the kids to the pool and then also replacing our garage door opener, which is a thing because that broke. So I was in the hospital. I had to go to the hospital for diverticulitis this week and then last week. And then right before we left on our trip, our garage door opener broke. And so we have to get a new one. So that's what he's doing today. He's doing that. And then I'll be mowing. Earlier though, we were talking about parent shaming and we received a couple of texts and someone called in as well. 312-981-7200. And we can just touch on this for a few minutes. If you have something you want to express. One of the texters, actually a few people, said the problem is parents don't watch their kids. And I disagree because I watch my kids. I watch my kids a lot. Maybe to the point where other people would tell me I need to relax about watching my kids. My children are 8 and 5 and I am really hands-on with where they are and what's going on. And I have to tell you, I can't condemn those parents. I just can't because I wasn't there. We're talking about two very specific cases right now. That gorilla case where the kid made his way into the gorilla enclosure. And then also the case, the more recent case where the child, the 2-year-old, was snatched by an alligator. He was the alligator case I'm far more familiar with because I know that resort a lot. I was there in February. I stay there frequently. I did not know there were alligators in that water. I've seen the signs that say no swimming, and my daughter was not in the water. I believe, based on what I've read, I believe the child was wading in that water. That is not swimming. He was doing nothing wrong according to the signs that were posted. I have a friend who did work at that resort. She was aware of the fact that alligators were frequently found and moved, relocated, if you will. It is Florida. You kind of, I guess, have to assume that there's going to be critters in water. It's part of the reason I wouldn't have gone in it, even though I did not realize there were alligators there. It's Disney. You think they must do something. It's Disney magic. There's probably a fence that I don't know about that's far out there that blocks people, critters. And actually, 847 just texted in. It was Disney. People trust them. And you're absolutely right. I did. My daughter played in that exact sand at that exact beach where that child was taken from. My daughter played in February. And so this one is a little bit more personal for me because it could have been my child. And it really is one where I'm like, I cannot sit and say, who was watching that child? Who was taking care of that? Why wasn't this taken care of? It was an accident, and accidents are horrible sometimes. They have terrible outcomes, much like that woman didn't intentionally let her child crawl into the gorilla enclosure. He got away from her. And this happens so frequently. We hear about these freak accidents where, you know, there's a family party and there's 50 people and everybody assumes the other person's watching the kids. Somebody's got an eye on him, and all of a sudden the child is drowning in the pool. It's horrible. It's terrible. But these are the times where we do need to, I want to encourage, in that piece that I read, which I've now posted on my Facebook page, which is That Hannah Stanley. Let's really try to be more supportive of each other and less condemning of parents, because it is a really, really tough job. We have a caller coming in, 312-981-7200. We're going to get to in just a second. I do agree that it's Disney. But it really is hard to condemn anyone. And you really kind of have to sit there and say, this is terrible. It is a horrible thing. And I'm so sorry for that family, because every day they're going to relive the choices. We don't need to bash the choices they made, because they're going to live with the choices they made, and the outcome, tragic as it was. Cassandra, you are on WGN.
Hi, thanks. I don't like to talk about other people's parenting. I really don't. They're little David Copperfields, here 1 minute, gone the next. Mm-hmm. Little grease pigs, I get that.
Yes.
But in the episode with the gorilla, it is reliably reported that that child had threatened to sneak into the enclosure, that the woman failed to get her children, all of them, under control right away. I asked my women friends, what would our moms have done and what would we have done? And we talked about how some people thought we were crazy because we were so uptight about, no, we're out at a public, you don't have a right to disrupt, you don't have a right to break our family's agreements, we're all going home, and next time we go to the zoo, you don't get to go because you were naughty. And we were all shocked that I get they're little grease pigs, but at the point where your child says to you, I am going to do something bad, mommy, you have a job to do. And I think that's more where people who don't really want to criticize anybody, I know how hard it is. You want to put them on leashes if you have to, in a way. But in a way, you are the leash at all times for your children. So I don't want to get all over the woman. Like I said, I know how hard it is, and that's what all of us said. But I, to a woman, all of them felt that the reliable reporting of her failing to recognize that this child had said he was going to do something wrong and she did nothing about it was her breach. Is she criminally liable? I don't think so. Maybe civilly, but the zoo will never do that. In Florida, yeah, there should have been stay away from the water alligators, but I don't know a single swimming hole in Florida, clear or murky, that I would go near.
Right. Right. It is something that had crossed my mind. I've seen alligators in Florida. The bus drivers have gone, hey, look, there's an alligator sunning himself. So I know that they exist. But a little bit of it is Disney magic, where you just don't think about it because it's just this ideal setting. But I also know that, like I mentioned before, kids get away from you and things happen. I was unaware that that child had threatened it. But again, it's one of those things that even if that child hadn't, could we all do a better job at certain times? Absolutely. But my frustration is not in having a conversation like this. My frustration is in, like that woman posted, is in the parents who are going, well, I would never let that happen. My child would never do that. And who was watching that child and why would they have let this happen? They're going to deal with that on their own. And it is the anonymity of the keyboard and the fact that we are bashing each other consistently.
Being so mean about it, yes.
Yes. Yes. Very mean. And that's why it's so frustrating, because it doesn't matter really how it happened, you know.
Yeah, but don't you wait a minute. It does, to me, excuse me, it does matter, because today children are given license that perhaps they should not be given. You're riding on the airplane and the kid is banging his feet against your seat.
Well, that's
and
just
the mother
rude.
Mother says nothing.
Yeah.
And you say something and you're the bad guy. The kids are running around the restaurant and you don't like it. You're the bad guy. And I disagree. I believe that as parents, we have an obligation, first, to teach the kid to experience the fullest of their humanity, but also to teach the kid that there are limits to how far you get to go to impose on other people, including your own family, as well as others. Do you see? That's sort of my point about...
No, and I agree with you in that there are definitely parents who can do a better job. And there are days when, man, I go to bed and think, I am so fortunate that that bad thing that could have happened didn't happen. And
right.
I also know, but yeah, I mean, we all go through these. And I'm
right.
so fortunate that right. nothing horrible has happened to my children.
Right.
So when I talk with my husband about, I have to do this better, or we have to do this better, or man, that person could have done that better, that's very different than going online and bashing these parents and then waiting for other people to validate, oh yeah, you're right, that shouldn't have happened, they were terrible parents. We all are terrible parents at
Monday
times.
Morning. It's easy to Monday morning quarterback.
Absolutely. Anything. Absolutely. Right. And
well,
that
thank you for listening.
Absolutely. And thank you for calling in. Let's go to Bill on line two. Bill, you're on WGN.
Hey, mine is just a comment. I was going to say that nobody's going to blame the dad for the alligator incident because he actually jumped in the water and tried to save his child. Now, this other lady, she didn't do anything to try and save her child. She just waited 45 minutes for somebody else to try. I think I would have done anything to try and get my kid out of there. She was just like, oh, well, you know, that kid will be all right in 45 minutes.
Yes.
You know, I would have tried jumping in there and beating up that gorilla if I had to get my kid back.
I don't know. But you're doing the exact same thing, Bill. You're quarterbacking. You're Monday morning quarterbacking this thing, saying, I would have done it differently. I don't know how I would have handled it. One, I would have hoped that that child would never have been in that situation to begin with. And then I don't know where the security was and trying to help that mother handle that situation. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thanks. Wendy, you're on WGN. All right. I think Wendy's driving, hopefully safely. So thank you to Wendy. We are going to go to break. I appreciate all the calls. Steve, we're not going to be able to get to you. It is something that I don't know. Sometimes I get up on a soapbox and I try to be more, try to make everybody be a little bit more humane, but definitely to each other. If we can have conversations about things and not just point fingers and blames and say it would never happen to me. Because specifically in this situation, I know it could have happened to me. And I was there. I stood right next to my daughter. She was building a sandcastle, and I don't know that I could have saved her had the same thing happened. So it is, it's really, really challenging. And but if we can try to not be so preachy on the internet about what should have happened when you weren't there to know exactly what happened, I think that we would all be better off. Let's go to a quick break. We got a few minutes until the guys from the beat come in. Hannah Stanley filling in today for Frank Fontana. More after this on WGN.